Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insights. In the previous episode, we discussed the beloved religion of Allah Almighty, highlighting the excellence of Islam and its superiority over other religions. We also explored the reasons behind losing the bounty of Islam and how to safeguard against an evil end. In today's episode, inshallah, we will discuss another important topic from Surah Ali Imran, the prohibition and curse of usury. We'll explore what usury is, highlighting its prohibition, the condemnation of those who practice it. We'll also discuss the curse associated with usury, its negative impact on this world, modern day usurious practices, and ways to avoid them. Let's begin our episode by reflecting on the excellence of durood. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The person who recites durood upon me with fondness and devotion three times each during the day and night, it is incumbent upon the mercy of Allah Almighty that He forgives his sins of that day and night." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has mentioned the prohibition of usury in several places in the Holy Quran. In Surah Ali Imran, He specifically addresses this prohibition and proclaims in verse 130, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la ta'kulu riba أَضْعَافًا مُضَعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: O believers, do not consume usury doubled and quadrupled, and fear Allah with this hope that you may attain success. Allah Almighty has blessed us with countless bounties, and among them is the gift of wealth, which allows us to fulfill our worldly needs. However, Islam has obligated each of us to earn wealth through permissible and halal means. On Judgment Day, every person will be held accountable in the court of Allah Almighty for how they earned their wealth, whether they used lawful resources, and whether they fulfilled or violated the rights of Allah Almighty, and how they spent it. While wealth is indeed a blessing and a necessity, the Almighty and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam have at times described it as a source of mischief, deceit, and mere worldly adornment. This doesn't mean we shouldn't strive to earn wealth. In fact, earning halal income and providing for one's family is part of our religious duties. When faced with a choice between worldly gain and a loss in the hereafter, we must choose to protect our hereafter, avoiding even the slightest matter of doubt and suspicion. Dear viewers, nowadays, there is a widespread rush to earn wealth, where many people pursue it without concern about whether it is halal or haram. In fact, some have even rebranded haram means of earning as halal. despite the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam instructing us to avoid even doubtful things. Every Muslim should be content with earning halal wealth, even if it is little, and should steer clear of haram income. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The flesh that nourishes through haram will not enter paradise. Fire deserves it more." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, what exactly is usury? Let's explore it together. Usury occurs when two weighable or measurable items of the same kind or currency are exchanged between two people and one person is required to pay more. For example, if wheat is exchanged for wheat and one party receives more than the other, the extra amount is considered usury. Even if the quantity of the wheat differs, this additional quantity is not permissible. When the Holy Quran declared usury to be haram, it was a common practice among the Arabs. At that time, any additional amount demanded on a loan was considered usury, regardless of whether the loan was for personal expenses or business purposes. For example, if Zaid lent someone $100 with the condition that $110 would be repaid, this would be usury. However, if the borrower voluntarily adds an extra amount when repaying the loan without prior agreement, this is not only permissible, but is also something the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam encouraged. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The best among you is the one who pays off his debt in a good way." Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers, usury is a deeply contemptible act, so much so that it is considered even worse than adultery. Allah Almighty and His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have strongly prohibited and condemned it in numerous places in the Holy Quran and the blessed hadith. Allah Almighty proclaims in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 275, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَىٰ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, Allah has permitted trade and forbidden usury. Consuming usury is a grievous sin. Allah Almighty used stronger language against usury than for any other sin. The severity of this sin can be understood through ayahs 278 and 279 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Almighty states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O you who believe, fear Allah and relinquish what remains of usury if you are people of faith. So if you do not comply, then be certain of war from Allah and His Messenger. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam declared usury to be worse than adultery. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that consuming just one dirham of usury knowingly is more grievous than committing adultery 36 times. Allahu Akbar. In another blessed hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam listed 7 destructive actions and said, "Stay away from 7 destructive things." When asked by his blessed companions, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what are these things?" He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam responded, "Associating partners with Allah Almighty, practicing sorcery, consuming usury, falsely accusing chaste women of adultery, misappropriating orphans' wealth, committing unlawful murder, and evading battle in the way of Allah Almighty." Dear viewers, Allah Almighty curses those who engage in usury, whether it is taken from the poor or the wealthy. This curse leads to loss in both this world and the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam warned usurers of severe punishments and said, "During the night of Mi'raj, I saw people whose bellies were so swollen that they resembled rooms in which there were snakes that could be seen from outside their bellies. I asked Jibreel, 'Who are these people?' He replied, 'They are usurers.'" In another blessed hadith, it is described that the angels of punishment will strike usurers with intensity, similar to how a person rides in a high fever. Allah Almighty will not accept any actions from those who engage in usury, and such individuals will remain under His displeasure and curse as long as they hold usurious wealth. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Allah Almighty will fill the stomach of a person with fire in proportion to the usury he has consumed." If a person earns wealth through usury, Allah Almighty will not accept any of his actions, and the usurer will remain under his displeasure and curse as long as he possesses even a single qirat of usurious wealth. Dear viewers, did you know that Allah Almighty remains displeased with those who engage in usury, and that none of their actions are accepted? In the hereafter, usurers will face such severe punishment that their stomachs will be filled with massive snakes. Even a small insect can make us feel extremely unwell. So imagine the torment of having huge snakes in our stomachs on Judgment Day. May Allah Almighty protect us all from the evil of usury. Dear viewers, not only does usury harm a person's hereafter, but it also negatively impacts society as a whole. It fosters evils such as greed, selfishness, and cruelty, and leads to economic crisis. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam warned us about these societal issues, saying, "When usury spreads in a nation, it leads to widespread insanity." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated that when adultery and usury become widespread in a community, Allah Almighty grants permission to bring about destruction to that community. Although people engaged in usurious transactions and accumulating wealth may provide themselves with every luxury and fulfill their desires, they cannot buy true satisfaction or inner peace with their money. True contentment of the heart is found only in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. As proclaimed in verse 28 of Surah Ar-Ra'd, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub." Translation from Kanzul Irfan: "Pay heed, only through the remembrance of Allah do hearts attain contentment." Indeed, a person involved in usury is often neglectful of the remembrance of Allah Almighty, which leads to disobedience and usurious dealings. To find true satisfaction and inner peace, it is essential to avoid usury and engage in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Dear viewers, usury is detrimental to both the worldly life and the hereafter. In the hereafter, its greatest consequence is having to answer for it in the court of Allah Almighty, with the grave misfortune of being cast into hell. The penalties for usury are severe. Additionally, usury brings several disadvantages in this world. Let's explore the negative impacts usury has on our daily lives. The first and most significant drawback of usury is that it removes blessings from a person's wealth. Even if it seems like the wealth is increasing, it fails to bring true comfort and satisfaction. As mentioned in a blessed hadith, although usury may appear to increase wealth, it actually leads to its decrease. Although a person may appear to benefit from usury with an increase in wealth, the reality is quite different. Allama Abdul Ra'uf Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains this blessed hadith by stating, usury may cause wealth to grow quickly, but due to the inherent destruction it brings to the usurer, that wealth ultimately diminishes and eventually comes to an end. A person involved in usury loses the sense of sacrifice, generosity, and empathy. Instead of helping those in need, a usurer often seeks to exploit others' misfortunes, compelling them to take out loans with interest. This exploitation hardens the usurer's heart, stripping away feelings of mercy. Even when someone in desperate need humbly approaches him, the usurer remains unfeeling, driven solely by the pursuit of profit. Consequently, the usurer misses out on the great reward associated with lending to those in need. According to a blessed hadith, a Muslim who provides loans to those in need will be granted the privilege of entering paradise through any door and receiving any bounty he desires. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, providing a loan to someone is a commendable act that pleases Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's a gesture of kindness and support to fellow Muslims. However, a person involved in usury lacks this sense of mercy and generosity. Instead of giving loans for the sake of Allah Almighty's pleasure and eternal reward, a usurer only offers loans with the intent of profiting from interest. This transactional approach contrasts sharply with the selfless act of lending for the greater good. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Almighty does not show mercy to the person who does not show mercy to others. A usurer becomes increasingly obsessed with accumulating wealth. This greed consumes him to the point where he loses sight of right and wrong, ignoring the serious consequences in the hereafter. He forgets about death and neglects concerns about his grave and the afterlife. A usurer often becomes consumed by jealousy. He wishes for the debtor to never succeed, fearing that if the debtor prospers, it could impact his own income. If the debtor flourishes and pays off the debt, the usurer's earnings will cease. This jealousy can be deeply damaging. The blessed hadith strictly advises us to avoid such jealousy, as it can lead to severe consequences. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, avoid jealousy because jealousy devours good deeds just like fire burns wood. One significant economic disadvantage of usury is that it creates an imbalance in society. While a few individuals amass wealth without hard work and see their fortunes grow, the majority of people struggle with poverty, often giving a substantial portion of their earnings to these usurers. Essentially, a small group of wealthy individuals continues to grow richer, while the vast majority become increasingly impoverished. Dear viewers, usury is a grave sin, with numerous warnings against it found in both the Holy Quran and the blessed hadith. It is essential for every Muslim to avoid usurious transactions and deals. Remember, no matter how financially challenged one may be, what is destined for you will come, and what is not destined will not. May Allah Almighty protect us all from falling into usurious dealings. We should steer clear of all forms of usurious deals to avoid engaging in practices that Allah Almighty has declared forbidden. By doing so, we safeguard ourselves from His displeasure and uphold the principles of righteousness. Dear viewers, Often people engage in usurious deals for immediate worldly gains, sacrificing their hereafter in the process. Although avoiding usury can be challenging in today's world, there are practical steps one can take to steer clear of it. Here's how you can protect yourself from falling into the trap of usury. Number one, to successfully avoid usury, it is crucial to start with a strong intention. By recognizing usury as harmful, creating issues like restlessness, inflation, and distress in people's lives, you can resolve to firmly steer clear of it. With Allah Almighty's guidance, this awareness can help solidify your commitment to avoiding usurious practices. Number two, avoid individuals who claim that earning interest on savings is permissible. Always adhere to the rulings of the Holy Quran and Hadith in such matters. Number three, remember, as followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we take great honor in this. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam condemned those who engage in usury and advised us to avoid even doubtful matters. Number four, if you find yourself needing extra funds for a business deal or a purchase and have no other option but to take a loan, consider taking a good loan from relatives or friends if possible. May Allah Almighty protect us from usurious deals, grant us patience in dealing with household and business challenges, and bless us with contentment in our lives. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we discovered the definition of usury. It's prohibition according to the Holy Quran and Hadith. The condemnation of usurers, the curse associated with usury, its worldly disadvantages, some contemporary examples, and ways to avoid falling into it. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Inshallah, we'll be back in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.